Hello.
May I speak with Linda?
Speaking.
Hi, this is Phyllis at Crash Suite Video Membership returning your call.
Well, actually, we had talked before.
We did, yes, ma'am, and I do have an
oh,
answer to
Lord.
All of our issues. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, great.
So what we decided that would be best for everyone around, since your hold on. Now, he made it sound so good when we first did it.
You know how that is.
And now it's like, wait a minute. Let me look
it's
at it again.
Kind of like me trying to make corrections in my Microsoft for my new laptop.
Yeah,
I'm having to call my nephew to find out how to fix it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what? Okay, this is it. What we want you to do is just let your current subscription expire. Don't renew it.
It's an automatic.
Yes, ma'am. We will stop it. What I'm going to do is send you a link to your email address, LJL3045. Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not do that. Let me take care of, and sign you up for $5 for this whole year.
Oh my God, that would be
wonderful.
I mean,
you've been through a lot with us, okay? And we want you to
you know,
be happy.
There's benefits, and I'd like to be happy because sometimes it's just hard.
Yes, ma'am, and we want you to be happy.
We are.
So let's.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you are so very welcome.
Do you realize how many people there are that are sequestered in their homes, like me, since last February?
Yes,
and
I do.
My daughter actually took, my daughter has a car that has a slow leak in its tire, and it's time for its inspection. It's been sitting in the driveway for a month, and she's taking my car and both sets of keys to keep me from going out.
Oh, well, now why did she do that?
Well, she's a nurse, and she just wants to protect me.
There you go. Okay, so what I'm going to do, we've already got it set up. All I need is your credit card information, if you're willing to give it to me over the phone.
Sure. Let me go get it. I have to go all the way upstairs, so you hear some huffing and puffing.
Oh, you're fine.
I do know what the numbers are, but if I try to give them out, I'll mess them up.
You're fine. Don't worry about that.
I'm just glad I don't fall down these stairs anymore. Do you know when Woody is to be 100 years old is almost petrified?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. You can't put nails in the wall in this house. You could try, but you won't do it. Well, the house is 103.
Goodness gracious.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the whole neighborhood was built for the World War One.
Uh-huh.
The guys who were building the ships here.
Uh-huh.
We're about 6 miles maybe from the shipyard that builds only submarines and aircraft carriers and any other contract they can get. But it's the only one that makes aircraft carriers. But the guys who were building the weapons and the ships and the subs during World War One, we're sleeping in tents, and winter was coming. So they built the neighborhood to be able to give them places that they could rent to live
that's
in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay.
All right. So
whenever and help people
you're fine. Whenever you're ready, I'm here.
Okay, it's 4737-003-0025-93-4026.
All right. To make certain that I've entered this correctly, would you mind repeating the card number?
Okay. 4737-03-00-2593-4026. 26.
And the expiration date?
12/21.
Okay.
I've had this since 2002. One card.
Oh my goodness. Wow. You can hold on to something. I can't.
Well, these things, somehow or other, these things seem to kind of hide.
Oh,
and people
okay.
People get them replaced because they think they were lost.
Oh, yeah.
But this one's been hanging here. It's under my name, Linda J. Lewis.
Okay. And may I have the security code on the back?
807.
All right. Well, let's get this processed. All right. Now you have an active membership. Now your password has been changed, and you can. And when you log in, you can change it to whatever you want it to be. But currently, it is at A, capital A B C, all in uppercase letters. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Okay. I've gotten used to knowing what it is for. It's like once a month. I already know.
Yeah, well, you know, they tell us to make it something that you can remember. If somebody, so that you can just, and change everybody's the same way, and then advise mm-hmm. them to change it when they get logged in. That way you're consistent.
And that makes it a lot easier to remember.
It does.
But I do know one time they told me ABC 123. And I went in there and I went to put in the password. I put in the same password I had already. I thought, that's not going to work.
Not that one. That one don't work. All right. Well, we've got you. Let me look at this real quick. That one is your monthly and it's going to expire on the 26th. So it's.
Okay.
Hold on now. He told me this would update immediately, and it did not.
Oh. And I'll get all my stuff transferred over, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We've already requested that they, we've already requested them to have them moved over to this account.
Fantastic.
But he told me this would update. Yes, ma'am. I think they're pretty cool. I mean, when I'm researching them, it's like, I get lost in the class. I had to do a research on a couture dress. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yes, and I was reading the couture, and it's like, wait a minute. Okay, now go. Wait a minute again, and then I realized when they were talking about making a muslin first, which is
right.
just like a sheath, so you can. Well, it reminded me of when my mom made my wedding dress.
That would be one that I would do that with.
Yeah.
I've only made one wedding dress.
Yeah, it wasn't an extravagant dress. It was more like a really nice tea dress. And and she got mad at me because she hated butterick patterns. She says they were never right anyway. And they work out well. I'm left-handed, and I always cut a pattern short. And she gets upset about that. And so she pieced it. And she took an old sheet. And she used that as her muslin. And she made that dress. And she fitted it on me. Mm-hmm. And then she made the dress out of the muslin. And it fit perfect. It's like, oh, Mom. it was so perfect. You know, I only wish I was that small and had that talent that she had.
Well, I come from a line of seamstresses, but the one that impressed me the most was an aunt. She married into the family with my uncle, and she had polio as a child. And it affected her hands more than anything else. But that woman, she could sew the stripes off a tiger.
My goodness.
That woman would get in there and... I don't know how she did it because I can't figure out how she did anything with her hands the way that they were curled.
Oh, wow.
But she made beautiful outfits for her two daughters. And I've never seen anybody that could have matched the quality of what she did.
Mm-hmm. And my mom was awesome. She could do stuff like that. It's unreal. You know,
Mom used to make my clothes by hand.
Mm-hmm. She would, she would take a paper bag and cut out her own pattern. She'd see something that she liked and she'd say, I can do that. And she would cut out her own bag. Okay, there it is. It's updated. You're good now.
Good. Awesome. Well, I'll tell you another thing. You can with the different patterns, if you can stay within one company on your patterns, you could actually take for each pattern you've got, as long as it's roughly the same size, and you can borrow pieces from other ones to put the dress together the way you want it.
You know, when that on that couture dress that I was talking about, she was actually making a dress, and she said, but I want this to be different. So I'm taking the sleeves from this pattern and putting it on this pattern. Yeah.
I taught myself to sew, even though my mother was right there. I just, you know, let my mother go. But the first dress I made for me, to her, didn't fit me. So she got a green dress she never wore. But I taught myself, and then I just continued on with it. And after my daughter was born, she's in her 50s now, we got to a point where I would, you know, just pull the pieces because I realized, you know, it's the same piece, just a little different on one part of it. And I would make her clothes, and then I started selling fabric at Sears when they had the notions departments and all. And what I did is my daughter was just about 6, maybe 5 even, really, that young. And I would get the, I grew up poop. Whatever paper or whatever fabric I wanted, pick whatever pattern I wanted, and get the notion, make it, hang it on a mannequin for 6 weeks, take it off the mannequin, and change what I wanted to change. And we sell bolts and bolts of fabric that are dressed up for Easter. You know, the we have one of those dotted linos. It has a little stripe in it. It's where they pull the thread. And then it has little dots all over it. And I made her a long dress that had a little cap sleeve. And then for the belt, they had just tied a ribbon around it. Well, when I took it home, I took a eyelet lace and I wove a thin ribbon through it and then tied it in the back to make it fancier for Easter. But I also altered the ruffle on the bottom. It didn't have a ruffle. I added one. It's a hem.
Oh, I bet that was cute.
Nobody knew it had been hanging in the store for 3 or 6 weeks.
Well, there you go.
But she didn't like it. By the time she was 7, she was telling me, you know, I don't like that sleeve, Mommy. I said, which one do you like? And she walked up, she said, this one.
Oh, mercy
and
me.
She actually made a vest and a skirt for herself.
Wow, that's
with
pretty awesome.
Helping her. Nobody believes she made it, but then that's because she usually sewed things to her own clothes that she was wearing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, now, Miss Lewis, is there anything else that I can do for you now? We've got you all set up.
You just have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I thank you for calling us here at Craftsy and giving us the opportunity to fix this for you. You have a great evening.
I'm glad
okay?
I did. Thank
all
you.
Right.
You too now.
Oh, you're
bye-bye.
Very welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.